the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Shotgun Gang. Wranglers, get Mom to buy Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Kellogg's Corn Flakes today. On the backs of both packages, you get cutout masks. Funny masks, scary ones, weird ones, all free of extra cost. 8 masks on the back of Kellogg's Corn Flakes boxes, 4 masks on the large-size Rice Krispies packages. There's a witch mask, pirate, Indian, bear, gorilla, all kinds of masks to cut out and scare your pals with on Halloween. Fun for a party or trick-or-treat, too. So get going, get Mom to buy Kellogg's Corn Flakes and Rice Krispies so you can cut out the mask. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles met the lawbreakers of the Old West from the cactus-covered desert to the high mountains. But some of their wildest adventures started right in front of the United States Marshal's office in Santa Fe. That's where the two lawmen first ran into the dangerous Shotgun Gang.
The most interesting book I ever did read in my whole life.
It must be. You've been sitting here on the porch with your nose in it for an hour.
It says here that the biggest catfish ever caught was in Browns Lake in Nebraska in 1860. It weighed 23 pounds.
That's very interesting. But I got some work to do, even if you haven't. I'll be in the office if anybody wants me.
Bill, did you know that the tides in the Bay of Fundy are 40 foot high? Says so right here in the Farmer's Almanac. Hey, you ought to read this book, Bill. It's just full of interesting facts. Well, what do you know? It says here that the raccoon is the most intelligent of all animals. Wait till I show that to Joker.
Hey, Jingles, what was that?
What? Oh, the raccoon?
No. What was all that shooting and yelling about?
What shooting and yelling? I didn't hear anything.
You didn't hear anything? Well, a half a dozen riders just went by here with their guns blazing. Now, look here on the wall right above your head.
Where? Hey, what is that?
That's a blast of buckshot that would have knocked your head right out from under your hat if it had been a foot lower.
Well, what do you know? I didn't even notice. You know, I was reading in the almanac that they had 20 feet of snow in Springfield, Pennsylvania in 1857.
Jingles, hit the saddle. Let's go find out what the excitement's all about.
All right. Now I'll bring the almanac with me. I can hardly wait to find out what's on the next page. Bill, wait a minute.
Now what?
I just happened to think. Somebody let go at me with a shotgun.
That's right, partner.
But that's a dangerous weapon. I could have been killed.
Sure you could. Maybe you'll keep your eyes open after this.
Now hold still, Joker. Why don't they use their 6 guns? I'd rather have one great big hole in me than all them teeny little ones.
No, I don't know, partner. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Get moving, Joker.
Cut, Buckshot.
Bill, I see a cloud of dust over at the other side of town. Wonder if that's the bunch we're looking for.
Could be, Jingles. Come on, let's get over there. Hiya, Buckshot.
Jump, Joker. Ho, ho, ho! I see him, Bill. 4 of them just riding away from the express office.
Yeah, and there's Jake coming on after him.
Bill, he's shooting at him. I wonder if they held him up.
Looks like it, Jingles. Move, Buckshot.
Let's go, Joker. Get after those Jaspers.
Hold it, Jingles. Hold it. Jake's hurt.
But, Bill, those coyotes are getting away.
Let them go. We'll trail them later. Move,
Buckshot. Whoa, Joker, whoa.
Hey, Jake, you all right?
Where'd they get you, Jake?
Oh, no, I'll be all right, Bill. I just got an awful crack on the head. How'd you and Jingles get here so fast?
Why, them crazy owl hoots went busting by the office, whooping and hollering and shooting up the town with shotguns.
Yeah, that's them all right. Four of them, all carrying scatter guns.
What'd they get from the express office, Jake?
Plenty. They got that $10,000 payroll I was holding for the Rocky Ridge mine.
$10,000? Whew, that's an awful lot of money.
They must have known all about it, Bill. They slugged me with a gun butt and blasted open the express box and had the money in less than a minute.
We'll get right after them, Jake, but there's one thing I can't understand.
What's that, Bill?
If they were going to pull a holdup, why'd they ride through town making all that noise?
Yeah, that does seem kind of silly. Why should a bunch of stick-up men go around advertising that they're going to start some trouble?
Well, we'll find out when we catch up with them. Come on, Jingles.
I'd like to go with you, Bill, but I'm still a little dizzy.
Well, you stay here and take care of that cut on your head, Jake. Ben and I'll run down those Jaspers in short order.
They must be riding good horses, Jingles. They're sure moving fast.
Well, so are we, Bill. We can't be too far behind them.
Look out for tricks, Jingles. This bunch sure doesn't work like most hold-up gangs.
I'll say they don't. I still can't figure why they rode through town making all that commotion before they held up the express office.
I can't either. Now watch it going through these trees, Jingles. The men we're after might be hiding in there.
Yeah. You know, those are Douglas fir trees, ain't they?
Yeah, that's right. What'd you ask that for?
Well, it says in the almanac that the California redwoods are the biggest trees in the whole world. And the Douglas firs are next.
Hold up a minute. Whoa, Wexler. Whoa.
Whoa, Joker. What's the matter, Bill?
Look at the tracks, Jingles.
Sure is a mess of them.
Yeah, they stopped the horses here and started to hide behind the trees. Then they changed their minds and went on down the trail.
Wonder why?
Well, they probably started to get set for an ambush and then decided they could do better somewhere else.
Wonder who they figured to bushwhack.
That's easy, partner.
It is?
Sure. They're setting a trap for the first riders to come down the trail after them, and that's us.
Us? Bill, all of a sudden, I ain't happy about this thing at all.
Neither am I, and I want that gang, so let's go. Hot Buckshot.
Ho, Joker! Doggone it, I've been reading that almanac for 2 days. I ain't found anything in it that tells you what to do when somebody's waiting to blow your ears off with a shotgun.
This the place, man. Pull up.
Now, what are you stopping again for, Ace? Don't you know that Hickok and that big deputy Jingles are right behind us?
Sure, I know it. This is working out just the way I figured.
What do you mean? Don't tell me you want to tangle with Hickok.
Yeah, I want to tangle with Hickok where he hasn't got a chance. Why do you suppose we rode by his office making all that noise? So he'd be sure and follow us.
Ace, you're loco. That Star Packer's dynamite.
Don't tell me. He's the one that sent me to prison for 5 years. Now that I'm out, he'll be riding my trail again every time I make a move.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to get rid of Hickok once and for all. Pile off and scatter out in these rocks, men.
You're asking for trouble, Ace.
Hickok's the one who's going to have trouble, not me. When he and Jingles come storming down that trail after us, they're going to run smack dab into four big shotguns. Four shotguns at close range. We can't miss.
What's up, Slim? Looks like you're having a little argument with the boys.
Oh, shucks, it's nothing much, Charlie. Some of the fellers just can't believe that anything as good-tasting as Kellogg's Marshmallow Crispy Squares can be so doggone easy to fix.
Well, now, fellas, and that goes for you wranglers at home, too, let me tell you that Slim is 100% right. It's a snap to fix up a batch of those wonderful treats called Kellogg's Marshmallow Crispy Squares. The simple no-muss, no-fuss recipe is right on the box of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. You just follow it, and 9 minutes later, you'll have yourself one of the most lip-smacking, taste-tempting treats you've ever had the pleasure of eating. Big, sweet, plump marshmallows mixed together with fresh, crisp Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Sure sounds powerful good, doesn't it? Why don't you fix up a batch for the whole family tonight? Or maybe Mom would rather surprise them herself. Just make sure you've got a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and some marshmallows. You'll find the simple-to-follow recipe on the Kellogg's Rice Krispies box. Believe me, partners, Kellogg's Marshmallow Crispy Squares are real tasty. While Bill Hickok and Jingles, trailing the bandits who had held up the express office, were heading straight for a shotgun ambush, Ace Brandon had hidden his gang in the rocks at the turn of the trail and had given them orders to shoot the two lawmen on sight.
They sure left us a plain trail to follow, Bill.
Yeah, and they're not far ahead of us, Jingles. Now keep your eyes open. They're sure a tough outfit.
You don't have to tell me. I don't want to ride into all those shotguns.
I'm afraid we're going to have to. I want that gang in jail.
Bill, wait a minute. Whoa, Jugger.
Now what's the trouble?
Look at there, right beside the trail. A little baby bear cub. Bill, I always wanted a bear cub for a pet.
Jingles, won't you ever grow up? Here we are chasing a bunch of stick-up men, and you stop for a bear cub.
Pile off and help me catch him, Bill. It won't take but a minute.
Oh, all right. Might as well, or you'll be here all day.
What's gone wrong, man? They stopped.
Bill, who's that?
Let him have it. Blast!
Get down, Jingles, quick!
Woo-wee! So much lead went flying over my head, I thought it was a thundercloud. What happened, Bill?
That shotgun gang was waiting to bushwhack us. If we hadn't stopped for that bear cub of yours, we'd have been dead by now.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder where that little bear went to.
Keep your head down, Jingles.
Doggone those ornery dry gulchers. That blast took the whole top off my hat.
I think I'll let them know we're still alive.
That gave him something to think about.
Get your horses, man. Let's get out of here.
We'll keep under cover. If that Hickok gets a bead on you, that'll be the last move you ever make.
You're getting away, Bill.
Not much we can do about it, Jingles. If we try to get over to those rocks, we'd run into a storm of buckshot.
Okay, let's ride.
Hey, Bill, I know that voice.
So do I, Jingles. That's Ace Brandon.
Sure didn't waste any time. He's been out of prison 2 weeks, and he's got his gang back together again already.
Well, he's going back to prison just as soon as I can catch up with him.
Now, Bill, you be careful. Ace said the first thing he was going to do when he got out was to put you in a pine box 6 feet under the ground.
I don't think I'd like that, Jingles. I'm going to see if I can keep Mr. Ace Brandon from doing it, too. Come on, let's hit the trail.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Bill. I want to look around for that little bear. After all, he saved our lives.
Hey, that sounds like Mama Bear coming to look for Junior. You still want to stick around?
On second thought, maybe we got more important business. Some of those Mama Bears are just as big as I am and twice as mean. Come here, Joker. Let me into that saddle and let's travel.
Clear around the mountain and right back into town. That Hickok hasn't caught up with us yet.
All right, we've been lucky so far. Now what do we do? Your scheme to bushwhack Hickok blew up and we got the toughest lawman in the West on our trail.
Stop worrying. I'll take care of things.
How? We got no hideout, no place to go.
Oh, yes, we have. I got friends in this town. Pull in here.
At the Parrot Cafe? That's the first place Hickok could look for us.
I'm getting tired of your moaning, Blackie. I'm running this gang. Now, you do what I say for a change. Move. Tie up your horses and follow me. And let me do the talking.
Okay. Howdy, Ace.
Howdy.
Howdy, gents. What do you have?
Nothing you sell here, Casey.
Well, then what brings you here?
Boys and I thought maybe you might have room for us upstairs for a few days. We've been working hard. We need a little rest.
Seems to me you'd rest a lot better over at the hotel.
You don't seem to get the idea. Folks over at the hotel ain't as friendly as you are.
I get the idea, all right. Who's after you?
Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? Well, I ain't as friendly as you think, Ace. I don't want no trouble with that man. He's poison.
We'd pay pretty well for a spot to hide out for a while.
You'd have to pay plenty. You got a tough man on your trail.
Hey, Ace, I hear horses coming down the street.
Go take a look, Blackie.
My advice to you, Ace, is to hit the trail and get as far away from Santa Fe as you can.
But I don't want to leave town. I promised Hickok when I got out of prison I'd get even with him for sending me up. And I'm going to do it.
Not in the Blue Parrot, you're not. I don't want to get mixed up in this.
Hey, Ace, it's Hickok and Jingles. They've spotted our horses.
Quick, Casey, take a look at this satchel.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
$10,000 cash. How would you like an even split on that?
Well...
Make up your mind, quick.
Okay. Take your boys upstairs.
Come on, men. Let's get out of sight. And Casey, When Hickok comes in, tell him we were here and left.
I'll handle him, all right. I don't know about this, but that satchel's got a lot of money in it. Well, how you do, Marshal? Afternoon, Jingles. What brings you two to the Blue Parrot?
Well, I guess we're here on business, Casey.
Judging from those lathered horses out in front, I'd say that Ace Brandon and his bunch might be here.
Well, they might be, but they ain't.
You sure about that?
Yep, I'm sure. They was here for a little while, and then they left.
They didn't go far without their horses. Which way were they headed?
I didn't see. I got plenty to do running my business without keeping tabs on my customers.
All right, I'll take your word for it, Casey. But I think I'd better have a look upstairs before I go.
What for?
Cause the law, man, never overlooks a bet.
You ain't going upstairs, Hickok.
I say I am.
This is my place, and what I say goes.
Come on, Jingles, we're going to have a look upstairs.
Watch out for him, Bill.
I will, Jingles.
You made a big mistake when you started the fight, Casey.
I've thrown bigger men than you out of this place.
Cut it out, Casey.
I'll chop you down like a tree.
I've had enough.
Well, I warned him what would happen to him.
Now, Jingles, let's have a look upstairs.
Bill, look out. He's got a knife.
Drop that, Casey.
Drop it, I said. You're breaking my arm.
Let go of it.
All right. All right.
Well, he don't catch on very quick, Bill.
Now start talking, Casey. You act like you're part of Ace Brandon's gang.
No, I'm not, Wild Bill. Honest.
Then what are you doing fighting their battles for him?
Ace offered me plenty of money if I'd hide him and his men and keep you from finding it.
Then they are here.
Yeah. They're upstairs.
No, we're not, Hickok.
Bill, it's Ace.
You bet it's Ace. Get your hands up, both of you.
Howdy, Ace.
Don't turn around, Hickok. You and Jingles have got four shotguns pointing right at your backs. At last, I got you right where I want you.
Say, Wranglers, listen to this. Great news about something you'll want, and they're free of extra cost.
Somebody giving something away for free? Something good, Charlie?
You bet, Slim. Something every cowboy and cowgirl listening will want, especially with Halloween coming up.
Oh, boy, I know. The cutout mask on the backs of the large-size Rice Krispies and all Corn Flakes packages.
Right as rain, Slim. And Wrangler pals, wait until you see these cutout masks. Funny ones, weird ones, scary ones, spooky ones, pirates, gorillas, witches, snarling tigers, painted African warriors with pointed teeth, just about any kind of mask you want for a Halloween party or for trick-or-treats. And you get them free of extra cost when Mom buys Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
And listen to this, Wranglers. There are 12 masks in all, 4 on the backs of large-size Kellogg's Rice Krispies packages and 8 on the backs of Kellogg's Corn Flakes packages. 12 different masks in all. And you'll want one of each kind, that's for sure. But you got to get hustling. You got to tell your mom about these masks so the next time she shops, she'll remember to get both Kellogg's Rice Krispies and Kellogg's Corn Flakes so you can cut out the mask and have lots of fun. Ask Mom to shop today.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles, entering the Blue Parrot on the trail of Ace Brandon and his gang, ran into another ambush. In the excitement of the fight with Casey, they forgot to watch the stairs, and Ace and his men came down and covered the two lawmen with shotguns.
Hickok, I said I'd get even with you, and this is the time.
Well, what are you going to do to us?
Just fill you full of buckshot. What else?
Stop talking about it, boss, and let's get it over with.
Why, there's no hurry. I want to see Hickok squirm a little bit first.
I'm afraid I can't help you out there, Ace. I don't feel like squirming.
Oh, you don't, huh? Maybe you need a little work done on you. Like this.
Doggone you, Ace. If you didn't have all those shotguns back in your play, you wouldn't be slapping Wild Bill in the face.
You want to try that again, Ace?
Yeah. I'd be happy to try it again. Like this.
Hey, he grabbed Ace. Let him have it.
No, don't shoot. You'll kill me with those scattergun.
Hold on to him, Bill.
Cover Jingles.
All right. Stand there, Jingles.
Uh-oh.
Now, Hickok, either let me go or I'll have the boys blast Jingles right out of this world.
Don't you do it, Bill. If they get a clear shot at you, they'll kill you.
I haven't got much choice, Jingles.
Now you're making sense. I'll count to three.
No, Bill. Don't do it.
One,
You want your boss, Blackie?
Two.
Here he comes. Get him, Jingle.
All right, Blackie, drop it.
Okay.
Two of them folded up in the corner, and I got Blackie covered, Bill. Where's Ace?
He's hiding behind the bar. I'm going in after him.
Watch out, Bill. He's wearing his six guns.
I'll watch out. You better come out, Ace. You can't win.
Come and get me, Hickok.
Easy, Bill. Casey, you come over here where I can watch you.
All right. I don't want no part of this kind of fighting.
All right, Ace. I'm coming after you.
Bill, watch out.
He's really holed up in there, Jingles, hiding behind a couple of barrels.
Little smarter than you thought, eh, Hickok?
Hey, Jingles, tie up Blackie and Casey so you can give me a hand here.
All right, Bill. All right, turn around, you two, and stick your hands behind you.
Go ahead. That crazy Ace has got me into all the trouble I want for one day.
Now you're getting smart. I'm afraid it's a little late. There. Now you, Casey.
I ain't going to give you no trouble.
I'm just making sure. There, that ought to hold you. Now, both of you, sit down on the floor facing the wall. All right, Bill, what's the idea?
Well, Mr. Brandon doesn't want to come out from behind the bar.
That's what he said.
And when we try to go in after him, he shoots at us.
That's right.
So why don't we just leave him in there and tip the bar over on top of him?
Now, that sounds like a real good idea.
Yeah, I'd like to see you try it.
Of course, Ace. If you want to come out, we'll forget about it.
Nothing doing, huh? I'm staying here.
All right, Jingles.
Uh-oh. It's heavy, Bill.
Rock it a little bit.
Okay, one, two, three. Bill, it's awful quiet in here all of a sudden.
How about it, Ace? You had enough?
He don't answer.
Maybe he got hurt.
Let's haul him out and see.
There he is. Okay. Get him out, Jingles.
Okay. Take those guns off of him before he wakes up. He's got a bad habit of trying to kill people.
Well, that takes care of this gang, Jingles. They didn't stay in business very long.
No, but while they did, it was real exciting.
Just dump him over there, Jingles, and we'll haul them all off to jail.
You know, Bill, with all the excitement, I plumb forgot about reading the Farmer's Almanac. And I was just getting to the part that was real interesting.
What part was that, Jingles?
Well, it was on page 179. It said that in New Mexico, there are lots of small rattlesnakes known as sidewinders. And you know, it's right. We got five of them right here.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy, I hope Wild Bill and Jingles never run into four shotguns again like they did today. Say, what's our story for Monday?
Guy, there's a bucket of mystery mixed in with a barrel of gun smoke and danger. It's called The Secret of Sandy Hook.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Tell Dad and Mom about it, Wranglers. October is restaurant month. Time to eat out because a restaurant meal is a wonderful change. You'll like it, and so will Mom, because it gives her a break from the hot stove and cooking. Now, remind Dad and Mom to eat out several times during restaurant month. And for breakfast, remember, at restaurants everywhere, you'll find those appetizing individual packages of Kellogg's cereals, all different kinds, just like you get in Kellogg's variety pack at home. Be sure to eat at a restaurant several times this month. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Byron Kane, Alan Reed, and Fred Shields. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!